Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy the Great Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, man. Here we are in the dog days of summer.
What is going on? Does it feel like everybody just gave up on summer and now it's going to be fall?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like they've been trying to eat summer away for a long time.
No doubt.
And whoever they is has done a pretty good job of it.
I would agree.
They've got all the colleges pretty much. You know, they all moved in. I don't know what is today. Today is the 12th. They were all there last week.
Yeah.
And schools, a lot of schools, some started maybe today, but others were earlier in the week. Some were last week. And heck, I mean, that's a whole month of summer, what it used to be.
No doubt.
Summer's no longer June, July, and August.
That's no doubt. Are you in a college town where there is
Alabama's down the road, and colleges.
So you
around.
Can see the influx of people. Like when we get it in the Boise area, boy, when BSU starts, bang, it doubles
the
population.
Yeah, I can see how it would be there. Yeah. You're in a small town otherwise.
Yeah,
no, we're not like that, but it definitely makes a difference when the kids are gone or when the kids are there.
No doubt.
You know, as far as the news is concerned, when the Congress leaves and finally goes home, which in this case was the end of July, I think, the reporters usually go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There is, in the past, there's been Watergate. That kept people busy that year, years ago.
Yeah.
You know, there's usually some kind of scandal or something that gets people, you know, the Trump impeachment or something.
Yeah.
You know, gets people through the summer. And because there's nothing to report on. But this summer, you know, it's been crazy. I mean, like this week, and this is a story that just is amazing to me. When Trump said he was finally going to take over the police department in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been in and out of Washington my whole life. I married somebody whose parents lived up in there.
Yeah.
I went to work for a short time in downtown Washington. I was just there less than a month ago, I think.
I've never been.
Driving around and all that. I was commuting in from one part of town near Hightsville where the University of Maryland is, coming into the district, call it the district, you know, that way. And you're going through some real, real funky housing out near where RFK Stadium, I don't even know if it's even there anymore. I think they tore it down, but they're going to build a new stadium. I think they've gentrified a lot of that area. But, man, there's crime. They keep, and I heard Hillary Clinton say frankly, I can't clean it up. It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They're having less crime in Washington. No, they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not true. I mean, anybody, even the reporters can't cover them on this. Kyra Phillips at ABC said that she was right near the news bureau in downtown Washington when she got attacked by a homeless person. She said, who was obviously not in their right mind. And she said, my only choice was to fight back, and she did.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was somebody at the bureau just the other day whose car was stolen. You know, there was a reporter at the White House briefing today who said that, you know, there was a murder on his Ring camera right in front of his house.
Oh, gosh.
And, I mean, there's bad stuff goes on. Yes, they said the murder rate is down. Yeah, down to 170 people a year.
I mean, you know, it's laughing, just, but I get what
it's
you're saying.
Just the Democrats are so, well, first of all, they don't have a leader at all.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
This fat guy who's the governor of Illinois is not a leader. Sorry. The Hakeem is not, he'd have been one already if he was literally the leader.
Yeah.
It's just, you hear just, and of course, Pelosi is still out there and Bernie Sanders. I hadn't even heard from ACO lately. If you know,
I haven't
AOC.
Either.
She's been very quiet. I don't know what that's about. That's weird.
Either. That is
She's
very
been so
strange.
Quiet.
Let me ask you a question because I'm not really from that. I've never been there. You've covered stuff in D.C. and you've done your news thing there. What is it about D.C. that makes it so crime ridden? I mean, what is it? I mean, I can tell you like.
Well, Baltimore is too.
Okay.
Those two
Close
cities.
By,
Baltimore is like a lost city.
Yeah.
Go watch the HBO. That was a great. I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a great crime police drama. Why is Washington that way? I don't know exactly.
I just can't.
I don't know that anybody could tell you that. I mean, what right now the problem is juvenile crime. Well, number one, all right. There's a huge homeless problem, But that seems to be in every city.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, every American big city, whether it's San Francisco or Los Angeles, big homeless problems there. And on everywhere. I mean, it's just really this all over now. And there's a law against, you know, there are federal laws against camping on the street, and they can legally pick up these homeless people, and there just hadn't been any desire to do that.
Yeah.
But they can do it, and they're doing it, and they're going to get them in some kind of shelter or get them some mental help or something.
I don't hate that.
But
doing
nothing and letting people just, I'm telling you who's eating up with them is Austin, Texas.
Really?
But see, they can't do that because there's no statute. First of all, it's a Democratic government there.
Okay.
And city council. The Democrats seem to have no desire to fix the homeless problem or to do anything about it.
Why?
Don't know. They just have a, they just said, leave them alone, leave them out there. And that's just, that's a part about, the only thing I think I'm more ashamed of than anything about being an American citizen is how we've treated veterans.
I'd agree with that.
Not all of these people are veterans, but when you go off and you fight for your country and you serve your country is owes you if you get sick or hurt because of what you did in the war.
Yeah, I think taking care of them, period, I think is important.
You know, if someone's got a mental illness that's caused by PTSD or one of these things.
Yeah, get them some help, yeah.
The government should take care of you. We used to be a rich country, and on any level, that should be a priority to whatever taking care of means. Leaving people out on the street, having these homeless camps, looks like a bad movie.
I would agree.
A bad movie, and I don't know the answer. You know, many of these people, like the one that attacked Kara Phillips, is obviously crazy.
Yeah,
they have mental illness.
Yeah,
and I don't know that you can help. Some of them are just flat drunks, you know, and drug addicts. But to let them live under these bridges and all of that, you know, where they're up to no good, or they're having to fend for themselves, bumming on the street, or they're having to go commit crimes to get money, you know, burglarize things and stuff to get money. That's just not acceptable in a civilized society.
You know, I just looked this up because you made me think of it. And this is fascinating to me. While veterans are about 7% of the general adult population, right, in their entirety, they make up 11 to 13% of the homeless population.
Okay.
So
who are the other people?
It doesn't say. I mean, it just goes on about how...
Well, there's certainly many of this homeless population, they're mentally ill. I just think that, you know, and Washington, okay, get all those homeless people off the street.
Yeah.
Get them help. Get them something. But just not there where they can attack people and, you know, poop on the street and do all that stuff. It's not a civilized society that can handle that. Now,
the
next thing is juvenile crime. Juvenile crime is the biggest problem they have in Washington.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Those are the ones that are carjacking. For the most part, those are the ones that are involved in most everything that's going on. Late teens, and then some are, you know, younger than that. This drug thing going on there. There is, you know, the illegal alien thing is going on in some of this stuff. And we're going to see. Federal officers made 23 arrests on that first night.
Wow.
And that's not that many, but, I mean, you had several hundred policemen out on the street, and it was a school night. It was a week night, and I didn't expect, you know, that to go on. But it's when they all, and you've seen them in L.A., when they all show up on these mini bikes.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And do a takeover of the street.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I don't think they do street takeovers in D.C., because I don't think they'd ever get away with that. But, you know, they are
surging
in some cases, and they've done that, you know, on parades and things where they surge and, you know, try to attack some people. So I think this surge is going to, you know, calm down some of that. But they've got to change the laws about juveniles. They just got to do a better job. You know, it's just that we have laws in the country we don't enforce.
Yeah, right.
Whatever happened to society enforcing truancy laws?
Yeah, you don't go to school, you get picked up.
If you skip school, it was your parents that caught hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, what's wrong with that, going back in there again? And some of these kids, they don't have parents, or they're drug addict parents, or God knows what. Some of the parents, or maybe it's a single mom or dad, and they're working, you know, 15 hours a day just to try to live.
Yeah.
And so the kids are latchkey kids.
Yeah, right.
That are just taking care of, they're raising themselves. And they get involved with gangs because they don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a choice. You get in the gang or you're going to be killed yourself.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to go in there and really, I don't know, you know, I mean, in a democracy, I think it's real hard to do stuff that's real easy in a communist society where you just say, okay, we're not going to put up with this crap, and you don't. And you kill the people and you do whatever you need to do to straighten it out, but they solve the problem. We can't do that, obviously, nor do we want to, but you got to do something about the rampant crime and people not feeling safe. And, and that's in every city, but Washington's a good place to start.
And it's not a very big area, right? I mean, as far as square
miles. Not really, but
miles,
I mean, you know, what you're going to do is when you push, if you were trying to kill rats, and so you were starting at the White House and you kill rats, all the way to the border of the district, all you're going to do is push the rats into Columbia, Maryland.
Sure.
Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah.
Severna, well, not Severna Park too far, but Camp Springs, Maryland, which is where Andrews Air Force Base is. You're just going to push them out and create problems for Virginia and Maryland. And maybe that's okay. But, I mean, just everybody's got to get together and do this. And it's expensive. It really cuts open society to show you, you know, what's wrong with the fact that a lot of things, that we don't have religion like we used to. We don't have families like we used to. You know, we don't do a lot of things where things were, you know, weren't quite like this. Yes, you've always had crime. You're always going to have crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's just not good. The lack of families, the lack of religion.
Well, we've talked about this just before as far as mental health in this country. And I think sometimes, I mean, it's easy to say, oh, it's mental health. And that's a pretty broad brush, right? But I think over the years, mental health has meant a lot of different things. I mean, we have new challenges now for our youth that we did not have 35, 40 years ago, maybe even 50 years ago. I mean, there was not an, I call this, you know, my phone, which is a laptop, really. It's a pocket parent. It's where you learn all the lessons, right? I mean, if you don't have a mom and a dad, or you don't have a dad, or you don't have a mom or whatever, and you have a question about something, where do you go? You got your phone. It can answer you in 10 seconds. You know, you get all these answers, and you get some that aren't probably appropriate, and you get this dependency on this inanimate object, and who knows what mental toll that takes on people, but it does something. Anxiety, who knows?
Well, I mean, you could go back, and this is such a controversial subject, more than we, more than we realize about that. It really all begins with the complete, in some cases, breakdown of the family.
I would agree.
Now, that's even if we all had families and moms and dads and all that stuff, we'd still have these problems because they're bad seeds in every one of the in many families.
Would we have less, though, you think? I do.
Well, education is another part of that.
Okay.
You know, I went to public school, you know, as an elementary and junior high person. We weren't in a rich person's neighborhood. We weren't in a poor neighborhood, but we had kids that weren't particularly, you know, wealthy, you know, going to school there. They weren't the bottom of the food chain list, but they were, you know, certainly lower middle class. And I think school education was just, the whole educational system, I think, has really let everybody down. The fact that they don't teach the regular subjects anymore. You know, the fact that they don't teach history, for the most part, I think is very bad. The fact that they don't teach geography, I think is pretty bad. I think the fact that they've got a complete dependence on, you know, on being great in math, I think that's bad. Mm-hmm. Because the people that can't do it, and not everybody's a mathematician.
You're right. You're right about that. Yeah.
I'm certainly not. And I've worked and I've done all right without it. But I mean, last deal I took was geometry, mm-hmm. you know, in high school. Didn't take it in college. I was able to take philosophy instead of math back then. But I mean, I think there's way too much lean, you know, on the math thing. A lot of people can't get it. And so because they can't get it, it was like me when they were requiring a foreign language. Maybe if you teach it from the first grade forward or something, you can get it.
I have
no aptitude for foreign language. I might be smart in a lot of things, but I can read French and Spanish and even Italian because I took Latin mm-hmm. in junior high. But when they start going, blah, 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 I can't understand a word
yeah.
they say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not everybody can do that. Not everybody can do math.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we've got the math thing up there with this, I mean, parents can't help their children with math for the most part.
Especially if they don't know how to do it themselves.
Right, because they completely right. changed the ways of doing it.
That's right, yeah.
Not everybody needs to be a nuclear scientist.
That's right.
And I don't know why. I mean, yeah, there's some people, put them on that track mm-hmm. that are great at doing that and let them fly away, you know, but I just don't understand. I just think the education system has really let down a lot of people and alienated a lot of people of lower socio incomes. Because
I would not disagree with that. I think you're right.
I think they couldn't pass these tests, so they just said screw it and they left. Mm-hmm. Left school in some cases. And going about another way of doing things. And I just think that's just real bad, you know, that they allowed that to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think schools have, it's really a multi, and how, why everybody got away from, you know, religion, I think, got too much involved in building these multi-billion-dollar buildings and trying to raise funds for that instead of trying to take care of their fellow man. I think religion kind of let down the people.
I would agree with that.
I think religion let down people, just like the schools. I think our main subjects, you know, it's all those things have kind of let us down. Mm-hmm. And after 50 years of that, you know, and with morals not particularly being the same as they maybe once were, that you have a lot of unwanted pregnancies and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And society, you know, okay, fine, you have an unwanted pregnancy, you have the baby, but the system's not set up with the family to take care of it right. You know, so
it's true.
It's just a mess. I mean, we're just, you know, it's a mess. So we're paying for these things socially, and it's hard to clean up the milk after it's spilt.
You know, it's funny because as you were saying all these things, I'm sitting on the other end of this and I'm thinking to myself, and I see the expression on your face, and people listening can't see that, but there is definitely concern all over your face and mine too. And as you talk about this kind of thing, I think to myself, well, where do you start with? Because it's such a huge, it's almost like the needle in the haystack, right? You walk up and you're like, hey, find the needle.
This is what the police have found out, like in New York, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
On just one thing, don't tolerate broken windows.
Mm-hmm.
Get the windows fixed. Don't tolerate the graffiti
on all the walls
and stuff like that. Set rules and enforce them,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for driving or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Society needs to agree on whatever our rules are and enforce them.
I think that's right on the money. I mean, you've raised kids, three girls, right? I mean, you know, and I've raised two kids. I think when you start to give in, when you start to say, here are the rules, and then you don't enforce them when you raise kids, what happens is that they start to go outside, and they will anyway. But you have to give the parameters. Here's what they are. And we don't want you injuring other people. Now, you can do what you want for yourself, but as long as, you know, if you're going out there and it's causing pain to other people, we're going to have to bring you in, or we're going to have to.
There has to be, and then if you have rules, there has to be consequences.
Agree, 100%.
Whether it's go to your room, or taking away your phone, or your PS5, or whatever it is you've got to have consequences. And a lot of these kids, because they have such broken families, they don't have any consequences.
Wow, that's it. You nailed it right on the head.
And then there's a lot of trite sayings, but they're true. One bad apple spoils the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one person going off, you know, doing crazy stuff messes up everybody, nine people that are doing great stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we've just, and I don't want to sit here and just list problems because there's so many of them, but
yeah, there are.
I think deciding to clean up the streets, deal with the homeless people, don't allow people just to thumb their nose at laws. Don't, you know, you can't allow people to carjack cars and steal and rob and do all. You can't allow people in society to go into stores, and as long as they steal under $500,
right,
that it's okay. I mean, what that's real
that?
Screwed up. That is real, real, real screwed up.
Yeah.
And believe me, if we don't get this under control, this stupid stuff that's going on in society, look at the people who are our competitors, Russia, China, and some of the kooks in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how they run their societies. You don't want to live in a place like that.
Nobody does.
Yeah, you better not, you know, you better wear a white shirt today or you'll be caned. I mean, we don't want to live in that kind of world either.
Right, right.
But there's got to be, you know, if we're going to have democracy where we're going to have people elect people, we just can't keep electing crazy people. We can't live in a world where you hate a singer because he decided to go do something over here on. It's just we've gotten way too polarized.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Way too polarized because I've, and unfortunately, sometimes I feel out of it because I feel like I'm in the middle on a lot of things. I don't endorse Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
On the far right, a lot of that stuff is kooky, but I don't agree with AOC on the far left over here.
Right.
We don't live in a society where Bernie Sanders stuff works. It's strictly socialism, like the guys in New York. He doesn't believe there should be billionaires, believes the money should all be spread around. We don't live in a society like that, nor did we set one up that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, would it be great if everybody had X amount of money? That's not what we are. Now, if we're going to go that way, we're going to go that way. But that's not how we made it 250 years in this country, was by living like that.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's, if you think that Russia's a role model or China's a role model or, you know, the Muslim people over there in Iran's a role, that's fine. That's your opinion. But that's not the country, you know, that I care about. And
I agree with you. I think this country, we were founded on freedom, right? Freedom to be able to express, freedom to do these things. Freedom, 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 freedom to a point, but still within these parameters, these boundaries, and we can have a great society.
Well, look at immigration. Everybody in this country is an immigrant. Nobody's from here.
Absolutely.
Unless you're Native Indian, Native American. I don't know any. Everybody's an immigrant. We're all from Scotland or Ireland.
Somewhere
or,
at some
or
time.
Somewhere,
yeah.
Italy or somewhere.
Sure.
And this whole immigration thing, I wish there were people that could have cooler heads on that subject. You know, we have laws about immigration, and, you know, we got rid of slavery now a long time ago because that was bad.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed now that was not right to treat another human as they're basically like a mule.
Yeah.
No, that was wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Still wrong. But you got hypocrisy, particularly on the side that's been the supposed, well, the Republicans actually, that's where they flipped, you know, you read your history.
When they
Abraham
used to be
Lincoln
Democrats.
Was a Republican. I mean, you know.
Right.
It gets goofy. But we've got to figure a way how to get the left and the right to calm down. You know, you can't change their basic ideas, but I just don't know how we got out so far out here on the limits, in the city limits, and how we've done that. I mean, but I don't know if you can put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
That is my biggest fear. I mean, it really is, because if you work so hard in this area over here, then this one gets out of control. It continues. If you work so hard, I mean, there's so much to cover. There's so many things out of control. how do you put a lid and slow the cooker down a little bit, you know, and just...
I just know you've got to really have consequences for when people act outside of the lines, mm-hmm. outside of the law, you know, if they, whatever it is they've done, you know, steal, rob, rape, carjack, whatever, there has to be serious consequences. And you can't have this revolving deal where you can almost guarantee that somebody that robs a bank, that's not their first thing they've ever done wrong.
Mm-hmm. Fair, yeah.
Guarantee it. Very, very rarely do you see people that have done bad things, that's their first bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't do something right with those. Well, some people are just bad anyway.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, we didn't quite do what needed to be done on the first thing. Like with these juveniles, that's where it all starts.
Hmm.
You know, and some of these people are abused and mentally, physically, sexually, you know, and that's going to make them crazy. And that's why they need mental help. But some people, you know, you can't fix them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you do with those people, but you can't have those people messing up the rest of society.
I look at it and I think to myself, you know, you see all these street encampments, and whether they're, you know, juveniles or adults at this point, I mean, you see these encampments. Is that really the best we can do as a society? You know, you talk about the mental health, which is a huge part of it, but the dwelling, the food, and those things, that's the best we can do for them. You know, yeah, I just wonder if a lot of that crime comes from those places. And if it does, maybe by fixing the mental health side of it and the home.
Well, even your medical insurance doesn't care about your mental health.
It's very choosy.
The mental health is such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think someone decided that it would just break the country if we really got all in on mental health.
Wow.
You know, and plus it's a mysterious thing anyway.
It is.
Because what do they do about it? You know, I mean, you know, they tell you if you go into therapy because you're having problems, you've got to remove the nail from the paw before they can fix you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to get that thing that's really forcing you there.
Yeah.
The pressure, the hurt, the whatever it is, has got to get out. And then you can work about reprogramming yourself. So it's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to admire Trump for at least trying to fix some of these areas.
I admire anyone who attacks these giant
because the
problems.
Biden and people, come on, folks, admit it. That was a do-nothing bunch of people up there. They didn't have a direction one way or the other. You know, and do you like the direction Trump has done? Well, closing the border, I think a majority of people in the country, more than just 50%, you know, if we're getting some controls on that.
And
crime, I think that's not going to be a good issue for the Democrats to be against, to be pro-crime.
Yeah, how does that even, how do you spin
that? I don't even know
that?
How you, you know, and plus, I still hear Hillary Clinton say today, crime is on the decrease in the Washington area. Yeah, down from 200 murders to 170. 170 murders is okay.
Jimmy, that's the same group of people that wanted to abolish the police. You remember that?
Yeah.
And as soon as that came out of somebody's mouth, I thought, what are you talking about? Yes, bad apples. Yeah, there are many, I'm sure, in any kind of job, any profession. But to abolish the law and order is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, and then you've got this, you know, we've just got from A to Z, frankly, I'm trying to be careful what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As a society, we've swept the dirt under the, you know, it's like, okay, somebody's coming over to see us. That's like, you know, in your college apartment,
clean
you'd
house.
Hide stuff under the sofa
right.
and stuff like that instead of putting it up.
Right.
And that's pretty much what we've done for years.
Oof.
With the criminal. Yeah. Look at the court system. Just pick that up.
Oh, gosh.
Someone needs to go deal with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes forever to get something through federal court on the civil side. Years, mm-hmm. years and years. I thought we were supposed to have swift and equal justice in this country.
Well,
on the criminal side, look how long it took that Idaho
Korberger.
Killer.
Yeah.
You know, and they finally just had to give up on it because, you know, he wasn't going to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And he waited him out.
Yeah.
And so he spared himself his own death penalty. But things take too long.
I agree.
On the criminal side. people on death row for 30 years finally getting executed. That's ridiculous.
I agree. I agree. When I see somebody die on death row of old age, I think it's just silly.
That's just stupid. I mean, if either have it or you don't have it, or whatever you're going to do, do it. Mm-hmm. But we've just got too many things like that, too many hypocrisies.
Fascinating.
And young people, I think when you start out, you have a hypocrisy sensor. Mm-hmm. You have a BS warning, and then you just learn to put up with it. But I think you know that things seem right. They don't let me do this, but they're doing it.
That is interesting. I think you might be onto something there. I mean, that BS meter, they have it. You just get calloused where it's like, yeah, you got to deal with it. It's the way it is. It's screwed up. Keep going.
I mean, look at how we've got society right now and how that it's going to be for whatever reason. Why they've done it, I don't know. The Generation Z people, these young people, are they going to go socialist? Because they want to hand out, they want the easy way to go.
Boy.
That's how some people paint them. Or are they, you know, they don't go out to eat? I'm seeing it every day
at
restaurants.
That's wild. I mean,
yeah. I'm seeing it every day at restaurants. I've not had trouble getting in to a lot of places mm-hmm. lately because it's so expensive to go eat, for one thing.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
But, you know, are they, they're not doing anything that anybody's done before. They're not listening to the radio. They're not watching television. They're doing all this fake news business. They're letting people spoon feed them with wrong information.
Whatever, yeah.
Now you've got people on the legacy media that are feeding you full of biased information.
Well, there's that, yeah.
You know, and all of them are doing that. Whether it's Fox BSing you on the right side or CNN and MSNBC BSing you on the left side. Somebody, for God's sakes, just put somebody on like they used to do on the early days of CNN. Somebody on the left-hand side, somebody representing the right-hand side, and then somebody in the middle, and let them say both their sides, and then let the people be the judge.
I love that format because it's
still
nice.
Do.
You can latch onto it. Either side of the aisle can latch onto it, or you can meet in the middle, whatever, while you're watching it. Nobody's alienated. You get all the information possible, both sides, without having to switch between Fox and CNN or whatever it is. And it's just nice. It's a great format. Great format.
Well, it's just, it's just all these problems. And again, you may hate Trump, and apparently a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's at least, he's trying to fix crime. He's trying to fix immigration. He's trying to fix a lot of things. And is he wrong and goes too far on certain things? Of course he does. But I don't know. I mean, I'm still confused how the Democrats and Republicans got upside down on Ukraine. I mean, I don't understand how that happened. Democrats were all in on feeding, Ukraine
wild.
All these weapons and all that stuff. And Republicans got on the upside down on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were anti-Ukraine getting stuff, cut off the funds to Ukraine, And they were, but that means you're pro-Russian.
Yeah, it's very.
And why would the Republicans ever be on the side of Russia, in a fight? I mean, that didn't make any sense. Almost like it doesn't make any sense for Democrats being on the wrong side of the crime issue.
Yeah, it is. It is wild. I always think when I hear something like that, what don't we know about this situation? What don't we know? There's something missing.
Here's a guy. There's a guy with weird hair, and I don't know his name, don't want to know his name, but I've seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
Funky hair, gray hair on top of his head. He said he is a lot more scared of climate change than being shot in Washington. Well, that's just stupid.
Well, I think I'm with you on that. I think I'm with you.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, whether there's climate change or whether there isn't or whatever, I think you ought to be a lot more worried about being shot.
I think so, too.
I mean, because climate change isn't going to bother you for a little while. You can worry about the next generation, but you better be worried about shot next hour,
especially
30 minutes, 10 minutes from now. It's just the Chinese people are trying to get over here in every way they can, unvetted. There's a lot of that going on with trying to infiltrate all kinds of different things because China wants to, they don't want to necessarily try to bomb us and blow us up. They want to try to take us over from within. which is different than the Russians because they just want us to, you know, they want to fight.
They want to obliterate us.
They want a street fight.
Right.
You know, and they want us to fail. People got to realize that we're out here alone, you know, trying to do what we do in this country and have our freedom and have all those other things. And we've got to fight to keep our freedom. And, you know, if it's not, if you don't like what Trump's doing, you can't just take it from a hate every, you're against everything. I mean, because that makes it not, I can't listen to you if you're going to be for everything or against
it. Right. Well, the logic goes out the window when you start arguing from a standpoint of anger. It's the same as fighting, and I did for years, martial arts. You can't be angry when you're fighting. You have to keep it in check, and it's hard to do that. You got to be smart, and that's the key. And I think you're hit on a bunch of really important things, and I think there's a lot of, you know, we got to fight for our freedom, yes, but there's a lot of fronts to be fighting on. You know, there's so many fronts. It's almost like a giant circle. There's just something from every angle coming in here. But, Jimmy, always fantastic stuff. Enjoyed the heck out of it.
Yeah, I just hate to. I mean, I really feel bad about the show today because I don't like to, you know, I don't have solutions to these things. I have a few.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're, it's easy to, well, maybe it's not even easy to call out the problems. But we've got problems in a lot of areas that need to get worked on. And we can't do, we can't pretend and run our life like we're a college apartment where we're going to sweep everything under the rug.
Darn it. I'm going to have to change all that.
Because mom and daddy are coming over. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
We've got to. And if it starts by cleaning up Washington and showing some order there and say, okay, well, that looks good. So now other people should want that in downtown, you know, in New York or in downtown San Francisco and wherever. We want to feel safe. That's the number one thing, whether it's safe from the Russians and the Chinese or safe from somebody, a thug, that's out there wanting to steal my car and me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one priority of government is safe. Make the citizens safe. And that's what he's trying to do there. So, you know, try to work with him on this and adjust the behavior. But you can't be pro-crime. I'm sorry. That's not an option.
Not an option. Until next week when we do this all again. And listening, of course, is an option. But we prefer it if you do. I'm Derek Walker. He's Jimmy Carter.
Good day.